Let's go.
You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rian.
This is Cindy Norcott. I know that people in Gauteng are firmly in the grip of the third wave of COVID, and I understand that many of us are feeling anxious, fearful, and basically some people are saying that they are numb and can't seem to see an end in sight of this pandemic. Try and focus on what you can control. So watching the news, being obsessed with COVID trackers, chatting to people who are spreading negativity, that is not going to be good for you. Limit your exposure to those people and create a filter on what you allow into your mind. It's been said that in every crisis, there's an opportunity. What is the opportunity for you? So for instance, if your children have been sent home for homeschooling, is there an opportunity to really get to grips with where they are academically or to spend more time with them on a deeper level? If you have to work from home, is there an opportunity for you to say, well, instead of traveling an hour or two a day, I now get more time to sit outside, to go for a walk? Reframe how you see the opportunities or the challenges. So instead of saying, I have to work from home, I get to work from home, or I have to homeschool my kids, I get to do it. It's a very different mindset. I would also encourage you to stay connected to your friends. 90% of your happiness comes from your relationships. Try and connect with positive friends and try and be a positive force to those around you. Maybe make a commitment to connect with one person every single day. I'd also encourage you to have an attitude of gratitude. Every single day, write down three things that you're actually grateful for. Gratitude is an amazing mood booster. You cannot be depressed and grateful at the same time, or envious and grateful at the same time.
You know, I've just gone through a major loss in my personal life. It was so painful. It was so messy. The fact that I can use the word through when I talk about it is a major breakthrough for me. Something I loved dearly just simply ended. It is a moment I prepared for all my life, and suddenly it was gone. I remember experiencing anger, hate, denial, frustration, and a deep sense of loss all at the same time. I felt like I wasted my time. I felt like I would never recover from it. For a while, I was extremely bitter. And then I remembered what I normally teach and speak about in conferences all over the country. Life will often give you an opportunity to practice what you preach, and it did. So this is what I learned from that experience. It's a lie that you are so broken you can never return to your previous levels of joy, peace, excitement, and happiness. It's a lie. Hearts can be mended. Joy can be restored. Dreams can be reignited. Peace can be reinstated. And denials can be overhauled. I know it's tough right now, but these too shall pass.
Hi, this is Steve Harris. The theme for my workshops and my talks is mental toughness. And I want to give you my definition of mental toughness. It's managing your mind so you give your best performance consistently, despite what's happening in your head or outside of you. And there are three ideas I'd like to share with you. And the first is stop, or reduce at very least, complaining, whinging, whining, catastrophizing. People hate listening to us complain. Consider, what is your complain versus praise ratio? Do you praise more than you complain? The second thing is establish routines, or re-establish routines. Meals, rest, getting good rest, and exercise. I suggest you introduce in your routine an exercise walk, a brisk walk, where you notice what's happening around you. You notice the architecture of the buildings, you notice the birds, you notice the trees. And this is not to the exclusion of going to a gym. This is in addition to going to a gym. And finally, I suggest you consider reinventing yourself. And by reinventing, I mean you add new skills, you add new value to what you bring to the workplace, to the world. Some of us have lost our jobs, and it's a great time to reinvent, to add new value.
Dumelang, Sanbonani, hello everyone. My name is Kimberly Malope, and I'm one of the youngest international motivational speakers. This has been trying times for the youth, especially those who missed their first ever graduation, who missed the first job because companies were retrenching. Just know that this too shall pass. Let's stay positive by educating ourselves more, create a WhatsApp group with long-distance friends and family, and let's keep checking up on each other. Read books and let's share ideas. Know that when this pandemic is under control and people are vaccinated, we have the youth that has gone through these trying times without being demotivated and frustrated. We are proud that we stood the test of time. We came out of this pandemic wiser, educated, and more eager to face the world. Let's not take the back seat. Normalize wearing a mask, sanitize, and wash your hands regularly, because together, we can do this.
Let's go.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.